Sammy Watkins, what do you see on film when you watch Sammy Watkins, and how good do you think he could be in the NFL?
I mean, he can be very good. Very good, very explosive, very good with his hands. Typically, guys who have that type of speed aren't as hands catchers, you know, and aren't that comfortable reaching away from their body, catching the ball. He's very, very good at that.
What about Johnny Manziel? All the hype here in Cleveland, they've been looking for a quarterback since 1999. Is Johnny worthy of a top 10 pick?
I think he's worthy of a top 10 pick, but, you know, Cleveland, they got a lot of needs. I don't necessarily believe they need a quarterback, you know, at that position. You know, I like some of the kids they have on the roster. You know, I believe Hoyer is good enough to be the starter. Their defense is good. I believe they can add some other pieces to make them a good football team in a hurry. They realize you're going to place the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers. You know, and I just think it's not in their best interest to take a quarterback in that spot. And they got some other holes to fill.
Would you take Sammy there at number four?
I would be a little concerned. I wouldn't be upset if they took him. You know, him and Josh be a great pair, great tandem. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
What about the height of a Sammy? Does it, you know, when you look at an AJ Green or someone like that, and they go that high in the draft, they obviously have the height. Can you warrant a top five pick as a receiver if you're in the 6 foot range?
It's about talent, you know. Really, his height has nothing to do with it. I mean, you're acting like he's 5'10". You know, he's 6 foot.
Right.
You know, that's a very good height for a wide receiver.
What makes a good wide receiver at the NFL level, Chris? What's the most important trait?
Probably the most important trait is probably the ability to be able to separate. But there is no one important trait. I know they tell you guys to ask those questions. There is no one important trait. I mean, you got to be able to get open. You got to be able to get off the jam. But, hell, if you can't catch the football, what good is one and two do you? Like, so, you know, you got to be good, man. You got to be able to make plays in traffic. You got to be able to stretch the football field, you know. Got to be able to face adversity. There is no one trick to it. You know, it's a lot of skills you need.
What did you think of the season that Josh Gordon had last year, and just overall your thoughts on him?
Phenomenal stretch there that he went through. You know, I look for him to be a little more consistent, you know, on and off the field. I look for him to be a little more of a leader. You know, I expect big things from him. You know, I expect him to grow up, mature, take advantage of his ability, take advantage of the opportunity, you know, that he has. You know, he's shown us glimpses, you know, but I look for him to be dominant. You know, he can be a dominant football player.
Do you think these extra weeks leading up to the draft this year have hurt a lot of players as their stock has fallen steadily during this extra time with such a long delay?
No, it's no. I mean, people know what they're going to do on the draft. That the time has nothing to do with the kids' draft. The kids, they slip every year, you know. They slipped the last week in April. They're just slipping now the first week in May. Like, it's no different at all.
When you look at a Mike Evans, do you rank him pretty closely to a Sammy Watkins or even ahead?
I think both of them are very good. I think both of them have the potential out of the probably 4 to 6 receivers that can go in the first round. Those two are definitely you know, I would say better. You know, I look for them both to be Pro Bowl players. They both can, but you got to be in the right situation too. I mean, there's a lot of good receivers coming out of college. You go to the wrong situation. Justin Blackmon going to Jacksonville, it's an example. You know, certain franchises that it's just going to be hard to grow, you know, and especially if you don't have a quarterback. So both of those kids in the right situation, I believe, can be have tremendous pro careers.
Do you ever have an opportunity to try to reach out to a Justin Blackmon and kind of see if there's anything that some of you guys, accomplished receivers, can do to take a guy like that under your wing and get him back on track?
I don't think it's ultimately our responsibility, but I think through the league and through the Players Association, I think that we have a number of channels, not only publicly what people know, but I think that we do a good job underneath the surface of handling players and their situations. I think that we have a great network of players that have been through certain issues that are in contact with the league and the Players Association that the public doesn't know about. I don't think they know that the extreme measures that we go through privately, you know, with our players. I mean, if you think that, especially the really gifted ones, you know, say for instance, Josh, when he had his issues, Blackman, Alton Smith, if you think that we don't have people behind the scenes in contact with them, it'd be foolish. They're a huge part of our future, you know. And, you know, myself, you know, I went through a lot of the same thing these kids are going through. So the NFL, they do a good job. They don't publicize it and everything, but trust me, there is a underworld of help for these kids in the situations they go through.